Well, good evening and happy Easter. It always feels a little bit weird to do this. Good evening and happy Easter. What a strange combo, but what a glorious service. We're going to lean in to the mystery of this night for just a moment. As a teenager, I worked outside of our little town in West Texas at a place called McDonald Observatory. West Texas, where I grew up, has the darkest night skies in the place for any professional observatory in the continental United States. And at that time, they had the third largest telescope in the world. And when I would work there, the astronomers would tell us about some of the work that they were doing and the things that they could detect beyond our visibility. And it was truly fascinating. Invisible things beyond much of our understanding, hints of realities that are both detected in somewhat by our powerful telescopes, but also by powerful microscopes, things that are almost invisible and extremely mysterious to us. Somehow, we know intuitively that our visible world, the things with which we can see, hangs from, points to, cannot quite reach, nor cannot quite escape many of these invisible things. They're part of us, like the butterfly effect. It's this notion that the world is deeply interconnected, such that one small occurrence can influence a much larger, complex system. Well, our Christian faith, especially this day, heralds this beautiful connectedness in our Lord Jesus Christ. He came to us beyond our wildest imaginations. At Christmas, we always hear, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Something beyond our understanding came to us, the image of the invisible God. We're told that in him the fullness of Godhead dwells, that in Christ all things hold together. In Jesus we see what love is, and we see where love originates. Well, this Holy Week story culminates, as you know, in humanity's misunderstanding of these things that we just simply couldn't understand at the moment. The mystery of merciful love, this love which is unending and consistently so. And we felt threatened by it, threatened by someone or something that we couldn't control, and we reacted in anger to rid ourselves of our discomfort. We talked about that on Good Friday. A misunderstanding of love in our presence. And yet, beyond our comprehension and outside of our observation, the universe was on the brink of renewal, recreation. Do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. The world is deeply interconnected, such that one small occurrence in a dusty part of the Middle East can influence a much larger, complex system, only the cosmos. And beyond our limited understanding and vision exist the invisible things that actually prove the most real to us. This passage that we heard from Romans speaks of our inclusion in the resurrected life of Christ. It's an inclusion in ways that we can only hint about. It's like a hiker who sees a sign indicating that the mountain peak is indeed ahead, but all that she can see is the dense fog before her path. It's out there. It's there, just can't quite make it out. The incarnation and Easter resurrection make visible in Christ hidden realities of who we are truly are and whose we truly are. In this knowledge of who we are in the face of Jesus and whose we are, we then can wake each morning thanking God for what we can see, for beauty, for what we can hear in music, for warmth, the miracle of sight, sound, and feeling. We can be thankful for those things, but even more so, we can thank Christ, without whom we would be blind and deaf and insensitive to those invisible things which matter the most to us. The reality that life triumphs over death, that beauty appears through the ashes, that hope arises out of despair, the love of a Savior which can never be vanquished, the invisible things made visible in Jesus. And on this day, the fearful mystery of death unveiled in the glory of His resurrection. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.